Shalom, saints. Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for this new day that He has given us, even to have another time of fellowship on daily devotion. Today we will be looking at part 4 of the series that we are looking at, Reflection. Of the story of Naaman. So shall we turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings chapter 5, and today we'll be starting from verse 15. The Bible reads, "And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth, but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant." Verse 16, "But he said, As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive none. And he urged him to take it, but he refused." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. All right, so this was a time after the healing had taken place. So Naaman was very glad this time. The leprosy is gone. So at least he was faithful to go back to the servant of God. So when he was going to the servant of God, Elisha, of course he was going there with an intention that he is going to take a blessing, he is going to take the gifts that he came with to give to the servant of God as an appreciation. But it wasn't so with Elisha. Elisha didn't want to get any of these gifts that came from Naaman, because his purpose was that Naaman should know that there's a prophet in Israel, as we see from the earlier verses. And indeed, God had done a great thing. He manifested his power by demonstrating the healing process happening to Naaman after the servant of God gave the instructions. And Naaman really testified that there's no God in all the earth, but in Israel. So with the healing that took place, Naaman was able to see that there's God in Israel. Praise be to God. So as we move, let's skip, we go to verse 19. "And he said unto him, Go in peace. So he departed from him a little way." Verse 20, "But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, Behold, my master hath spared Naaman the Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him." So here we see Gehazi is coming now into the picture. Gehazi was a servant of Elisha. So he had his own intentions. So the servant of God has done his part. And with him we understood that the gifts of God are not sought. The healing is supposed to be free. and he knew his limits. He knew what he could do and what God could do. And he had understanding that this was a power from God. And that power could not be bought by gold, by silver, by those wonderful garments. It had to be given free. But the servant of Elisha, Gehazi, had his own intentions. He had his own lusts in his heart. And let's see now what happens. So he says, behold, my master has spared Naaman the Syrian in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him. So, as the Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So in the heart of Gehazi, there was abundance of lust for this wealth. There was abundance of lust for this silver, for this gold, for these garments. They were so attracting to him. He could not control himself. It actually revealed who Gehazi really was. As we see in verse 21, so Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, is all well? And he said, all is well, my master has sent me, saying, behold, even now there be come to me from the Mount Ephraim two young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments. So we see, because of the lust that he had in his heart, yes, he even took a step, he followed up to go and stop this man so that he could just collect this silver. It was burning in his heart, but the prophet of God refused. He didn't want this. So Gehazi went behind the back of his master, or the prophet Elisha. So it was the lust that was in his heart for these things that made him to do this, and he went to lie. As the Bible says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. We find that in the book of James, I think James chapter 1, should be verse 14 there. Then in verse 15, it tells us about the lust, that when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it brings forth death. So there was a serious lust that was in the heart of Gehazi, such as we see it manifesting. Now he starts lying. So he goes to Naaman just in order to get that which he was lusting for. He starts lying. So he lies and he manages to get those goods by lies. And in verse 23, and Naaman said, be content, take two talents. He asked for one. Naaman was happy to say, now the servant of God is accepting what he had refused. Okay, so let me even just give him two. Don't just get one. Feel free, just take two. And he edged him and bound two talents of silver in two bags with two changes of garments and laid them upon two of his servants. And they bear them before him. Yes. When he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. Yes. So he went to hide these things as he reached the tower. He took them into the house. He hid them there. That was before he went to see Elisha, his master. Yes, in verse 25. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, "Whence comest thou, Gehazi?" And he said, "Thy servant went no whither." So he's lying again. It was a lie that he lied to Naaman just in order to get the silver and the garments. Then after hiding them, he comes to lie again to the prophet of God. He wants to lie to Elisha. So that's what sin can do. So it was lust. It has conceived. It is now bearing. So it's a lie after another lie. So it's spreading. But let's see what Elisha said. And he said unto him, "Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it time to receive money, to receive garments, and oliveyards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants?" So Elisha was able to see what was happening. Being a prophet, he was gifted to see what was going on there. So now, let's see the result. Because lust, when it conceives, bears sin. Sin also produces death. So in verse 27, "The leprosy therefore, O Naaman, shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever." And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. So the consequence now of the lust that he had for the riches, for the wealth, has costed him. He started lying and he has found himself in problems now. The leprosy that was on Naaman now, it has come upon Gehazi. Gehazi becomes a leper. And not only does it affect him, we see the Bible says, "The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever." And he went out from his presence a leper. So now, instead of just affecting him, the decision that Gehazi made costed his life, and it also affected his seed. So we can learn something from this. There's some decisions that we make in life. They may not only affect us, but they may end up affecting our children. They may end up affecting our families. So we need to be careful in the decisions that which we make in life. So that leprosy, which is a sign of sin, has now come upon Gehazi. It was hidden in his heart, but it has matured and it was able to manifest. And this is a condition which was known to be incurable. And it was something that one could die of. So it didn't just end with him, but his family also was affected. So that's how bad wrong decisions can be. So we need to control our thoughts. We need not to lust after the things of the world. So the Bible says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." Indeed, when you lust for money, you love money so very much, you become prone to doing all sorts of evil things. So because of the love of this silver, the love of the garments that he had, he became prone to lies. He started lying. So it was a lie after another lie, and he landed himself in problems. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 also tells us, cautions us about the love of the world, that the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, these are not of the Father, they are of the world. We don't need to love these things. So his eyes lusted after that silver, they lusted after those good-looking garments, but those costed his life and his health. Our brethren, the gifts of God, they cannot be purchased with money and they cannot be sold. We see an example in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 8. We find there's a story where there was that sorcerer, Simon, the sorcerer. Yes, who used to bewitch people. Then later on, after being converted, then there's one time where Peter and John were sent so that they should go and pray for the people who had not received the Holy Ghost. So when they laid their hands upon the people received the Holy Spirit. So Simon desired that when he looked at what had happened, he wanted to have that gift also. So what does he do? He takes money and offer to the servants of God. But then the money was rejected. Peter told him to say, perish with your money, because the gifts of God cannot be bought by money. So the gifts of God are not to be sold. They can't be bought by money. Unlike what is happening in the Pentecostal movement, we have this problem now, where preachers, they are selling anointing oil. The preachers are selling water that they pray for with different prices. Say this bottle will be costing such and such an amount. This bottle also will be costing such an amount. But the anointing of God cannot be sought. It's freely given and it's freely received, and it has to be freely given to others. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then I would like to pick another example of a servant of God who developed leprosy. Just as we have seen Gehazi having leprosy, there was another one here that we see in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 26. And we can read maybe verse 5 and verse 16. Yes, so this one was Uzziah. So Uzziah started ruling. He became king when he was young. So at the age of 16, he started ruling. And verse 5 says, as long as he sought the Lord made him to prosper. Yes, then later on we see he became powerful. The Lord blessed him. He was wealthy. But then he had a problem now. I think in verse 16 there, where because he developed pride now, so he went beyond his limit, because there are things that he was supposed to do and things that he could not do. So now, when he went beyond his boundaries, he went to burn incense. And that was not the duty of the kings, to burn incense. That was supposed to be done by the priests. but he went to burn incense. And when the priest saw that, they approached him, confronted him, and he was annoyed with them. He was furious, but in the process, God was also angry. So, what does he do? He had smitten him with leprosy. So, God put leprosy upon this man. But this is a man whom the Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord, he prospered. But at a certain point, he forgot to seek the Lord. He wanted to move in his own way now. He wanted to use his own power. Because the Lord had blessed him, he became so powerful, he forgot about the humbleness. So we need to stay humble in the things of God. And we see this man ended up dying as a leper. But it was somebody initially whom God was blessing. So when the Lord is blessing us, let's rejoice, but let's remember to stay humble, never to go outside the word of God. Let's remain in line with the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, and as we are winding up, there was another person who also had developed leprosy in Numbers chapter 12. So here the story of Miriam and Aaron. There's a time when they were gossiping about Moses, because Moses had married an Ethiopian woman. But then the Lord heard that, and we see the result of the gossip. Miriam was punished with leprosy. So leprosy appeared on her, and she had to be separated for 7 days. So gossip is not acceptable in the kingdom of God. So the Bible says our speech should be always full of grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let not gossip come from our mouths. Glory to God. So we are blessed that in the New Testament, we see there's a great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came. He started healing the lepers. Lepers were considered to be people who were unclean, who were contaminated. But we see that Jesus would even lay hands on them. And the lepers were being healed. Yes, so we thank the Lord that he has made a way. So Isaiah 1, verse 18, it invites us. It says, come, let us reason together. It's God who is inviting us. Come, let us reason together. No matter how your sins can be, they can be like scarlet, but I shall make them as white as snow. They can be as red as crimson, I shall make them as wool. So, him that is obedient and he is willing, he shall eat of the good of the land. So, there's an invitation. So, in whichever way that we have gone, maybe we caught some leprosy somewhere, there's an invitation. The great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, is here. He can cure all our sins. He can cure our leprosy. We can be free. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we'll be winding up. So today, we'll end here. Have a wonderful, blessed day in the name of Jesus. Amen.